Well, welcome to The Good Place, or at least The Good AfterBuzz Show for The Good Place, a brand new comedy on NBC. We'll be right back to discuss it after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
And this is Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
The river.
Y'all quit doing my spirit sister wrong.
We're going to end up in the bad place if we keep making
right,
fun of
our quality.
Our quality will go down.
Well, welcome to the first after show. The premiere was tonight for The Good Place. We watched the first two episodes. We're very happy that you're joining us. I am your lead host, Michael Klaus. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Klaus TV, on Instagram at The Only MC. My Snapchat's on there if you want to see me dressing up like a pirate to get a free dozen donuts at Instagram. It's National Talk Like a Pirate today.
Anything for a donut, mate.
Hey, there we go.
Now, anyways, well, Allie Washington. You guys can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat at Allie the Pub.
And guys, I'm Jeff Graham. You guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. And I cannot wait to host with the two of you. This is
oh
an
my
awesome
goodness.
Demo. I
We've
love
been
both
talking
of you guys.
About this for a while. We're very excited.
So,
you know what? First impressions. We watched the first two episodes tonight. We've been looking forward to this for a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, fantastic cast. Seems like a great premise. First impressions.
One, I was still stuck coming off of the Emmys on yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so Kristen Bell literally did her thing yesterday. She looked beautiful. But of course, when you're premiering a new show, you have to make your statement known,
yeah.
right? And she did just that. I love the opening with the, what was it? Everything will be fine.
yeah.
Just relax.
Welcome,
yeah. Welcome, you know? It was just a really good feeling show. It really puts you in a good place. And I think that that's what his idea was to do. And that's what he accomplished.
I would say, no bullshit, this show is forking awesome.
Forking awesome.
No, I really, really liked it. Also, just so you guys know, I am monitoring the live chat. So if we have any live viewers, watch along and we'll talk to you.
We want to be able to discuss with you throughout the entire season. We love having people on the live chat, and we want to make you feel included.
Yeah, if you're just watching now after the fact and not watching live, we'll talk about our schedule at the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But for now, yeah, monitoring the live chat. I thought it was great. I'm a big Michael Schur fan. For those who don't know, he co-created, actually solely created Parks and Rec, and then he co-created Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes.
But two shows I absolutely love. This show was definitely up his alley, same kind of humor. But there were also some differences, I think, tonally from those other two shows that I'm really digging. Okay. So I'm excited to get into it.
And he's also Moe's from The Office. I don't recognize a creator or a writer or something like that. You recognize Moe's on the Beat Farm.
Yeah, he's Moe's Schrute from The Office. He used to write for SNL, and he's just definitely in that whole scene. Like, he's one of the best comedy creators working today, so...
Awesome.
Big fan.
Absolutely. I do want to, you mentioned our schedule, so we're taping here on Monday nights. We're going through the first two episodes tonight. We will, though, along with the show, be moving to Thursday nights. The show is on at 8:30 Eastern on Thursday nights. We will be taping at 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern. So once again, in case you're watching this after the fact, or if you're watching it now, you'll know that we will be moving. Talking about the humor in this show, in general, I thought it's very, it's satire. It's very straightforward. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, straightforward's a good word. I kind of agree. I'm used to with Michael Schur kind of maybe more of a shaky cam or a loose feeling show. And this show is a little more tight. It kind of has the feel of a more traditional multicam sitcom, which I'm totally okay with. I don't feel like there's much room for improvisation on a show like this, because I felt like they really were sticking to a tight script.
Yes.
And I'm okay with that. It's different from what I used to for Michael Schur, but I thought it really worked in this case.
I appreciated the satire, too, of I think all the characters. You know, Kristen Bell is a great job, but Ted Danson, I think, rocks the role of Michael. Which, is that Michael the Archangel?
That's the architect, I think.
That's what I think.
Because he doesn't have a last name.
Right.
And anywhere he doesn't have a last name, so wondering if it's
Michael. I see, as in, literally the biblical Archangel character.
Yeah. Of the lead guy,
Interesting.
So,
good observation.
That was something when I looked at that and I was like, oh, it's Michael.
Yeah.
An angel.
Yeah. He kind of seemed to be occupying the role of God. in a way, or at least of this neighborhood.
Well, the only reason that, well, yeah, to the neighborhood, because I know he made reference to my boss finally let me construct a neighborhood.
Yeah, and you're
like,
right.
So, okay, God's the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever's the boss.
That's a good point. I kind of didn't catch that. And I think you're right. And maybe that does kind of go along with your idea of Michael being more like an archangel or like a some kind. I'm really, there's so much more to learn about this world, which I'm really excited to get into.
And in case we're all wondering, you know, what the afterlife is like, every religion basically got 5% right.
Hello. You know? And I thought that that was so dope. I was like, you know, the fact that they're kind of bringing in a lot of different elements and even looking at, as deep as I know you saw this, you probably did too, how they had the soulmate element and how there were mixed couples, you know? So it wasn't so much just man and woman. It was woman and woman, man and man, black and white, you know? Yeah. It was just so, I like that, you know?
Really real
collective. You know.
It's very, you obviously could go into it, you know, with an open mind, no matter what your background, what your belief system is. It's a comedy. So
absolutely.
You
can't read too deep.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get offended. Just watch and kind of enjoy to a certain extent.
Yeah, and along those lines, too, what I really like about it is I think Michael Schur does a really good job of creating kind of accessible, sort of family-friendly comedy, but that doesn't fit really neatly in a box. And I feel like if I'm a network executive, especially for one of the big five, so like NBC, ABC, and someone pitches me a comedy about religion, I'm like, ooh,
it's a touchy subject.
I know. And I
especially
really,
now.
Especially now. And I feel like this show really handled it well. I think it's kind of a safe, open-minded, still fairly edgy, but still network-friendly approach to what can be a touchy subject.
Is anyone tuning in? If anyone's on the live chat, you know, we'd love to get your thoughts just on the humor in general, maybe, you know, thoughts on, we look at this afterlife, and it seems very simple. And we notice that from the very opening scene of, you know, welcome, everything will be all right. She just opens her eyes. It's very much like, here's where things are.
You it's know, harmonic it's, balance. It's yeah. Everything is, you know, cool, calm, and collective. Get you some yogurt, some frozen yogurt.
Seriously? Who would not want to live in a place with a frozen yogurt
on, every,
on
corner.
Every corner?
I know. That was a funny... There's so many little details in this show that those are the things that you think in a comedy writer's room that are just so much fun. And I think frozen yogurt is the perfect, like, equalizer.
Yeah, because
like,
everybody loves frozen yogurt.
Yeah, who doesn't like frozen yogurt?
I will be honest, I was a little worried when Ted Danson saw that dog and then punted it, that it was not a dog-friendly place. And I was like, I don't want to live here anymore.
Right.
I was a little worried.
And then when the dog hit the sun, I was like, oh, my God, when this dog comes back, it's going to be burnt. But no, it's a good place, so he can fix him up and make him back brand new.
But he can't love.
Yes, he can.
You want a dog that loves
that
more,
so
I'll replace
said,
it for you.
He doesn't love me? I'm like, oh, no. Yeah. It was some good little elements, though.
Absolutely. So we have the good place, and we have the bad place. The good place, it's weird because it doesn't seem perfect. Obviously, the fact that she's there. But something that I want to talk about the characters is that, obviously, we see her character development of she is certainly not a perfect person. And maybe we'll talk about that first. We'll talk about her in general. There's a lot of flashbacks even where you see she's not... She seems like she... I would get along with her. Yeah. I feel like... Do you guys feel like you would get along with her?
In this life, yes.
In the past life.
Yes. And after, I don't know. Here's the deal about this. I feel like she
seems
knows,
like she would be a real biscuit in the...
Hello,
in
a real life, biscuit, right?
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like she knows that she's forked up before in her previous life. And it's starting to replay now because she's surrounded by all this goodness. And it's almost like, dang, I have not really been a good girl.
It's a really strong, high concept pitch for a comedy show, right? Like you almost get nervous with a show this high concept that it is going to get it will run out of ideas or it'll run out of runway. But the thing that I like is there have been a lot of kind of quirky references to places we could go. It's interesting. We'll talk about this more, I'm sure, but it's interesting that Michael's character seems flawed as well, and it seems...
Yes.
And I'm excited to talk about that more. In terms of your question was Eleanor. Eleanor, first of all, Eleanor Shellstrop. I love that name.
Very nice.
Last name is dope.
This is a character... I know, it's awesome. This is a character that could have been kind of boring, I think. It could have been like the typical Rachel Green kind of Friends character, which Rachel's the best. I love Friends, but
yeah.
I think... a good performance is what really makes a role like this work. And so far, Kristen Bell's knocking it out of the park for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys agree.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think on down the line, I think that we're actually going to, hopefully, we get to meet this person that she was supposed to be.
I hope.
I was hoping that it'd be some kind of, I knew it wasn't going to be this early, but I hope it's not super late in the game either. You know?
I was wondering initially when they talked about how she died very early on, and they said that she died picking up a bottle of
the margarita mix, lonely girl.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of depressing. But then I realized it's because she's very independent.
Yeah.
And very selfish. And very much a realist, too.
Uh-huh. See, but that also confused me, too. I don't know, because clearly every scene, every flashback that she had, she was drinking. Yes or no?
Pretty much, yeah.
And so I was thinking in my head, maybe there's some type of plot twist somewhere, because although some of the things didn't add up, some of them did. Like, how she died, she probably was having the margarita mix for one. You get what I'm saying?
She probably opened it in the store.
Yeah,
it was probably already open when she was leaving.
And then you think of, what if that seemed probable, then the rest of it didn't add up. But what makes that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I guess she was drinking her first night in The Good Place.
Yeah.
Right? She gets drunk on
her very
first night.
And something that I saw in one of the trailers that I didn't quite see in the show was it said, oh, you don't get a hangover here. It's like her waking up the next morning. I don't think that was
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But it was in the trailer, yeah, that said, oh, because she was drinking like crazy at the welcome party.
Oh, yeah, that and her shrimp, honey. She was going to get that shrimp.
Man, drinks and shrimp. So are we going out after this?
Hey, oh, that sounds good to me. As long as I'm not driving. We can put our names in a hat.
Oh, you're that person?
I'm Eleanor Shelton.
He's that person. Stuffing on paper as well.
This bit was so funny to me of the flashbacks, just the game of continuing to go back to the designated driver scene and the way they escalated that, how the way she would get out of having to do the designated driver duty. Such
selfish, smart, selfish,
but what a funny way to show us who she is. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's so important in a show like this to reveal character through comedy. And I thought this was such a funny reoccurring flashback.
You have to think that they're going to continue doing way more flashbacks. I'm wondering how many, if they're going to do flashbacks for other characters. Because they really just focused on her.
Well, I know who's I like to see.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Tahani.
What's her name?
Is that it?
Is it Tahani?
Tahani.
Yes.
Tahani?
Yes.
I'd like to see her flashback.
She's another one that it was
she's a biscuit in the good place.
L. Claybon 72 says, I've got it bad for... Oh, Gianu. I'm looking at the wrong... Which one is Gianu? Oh, Gianu's the...
Gianu is her husband.
The quiet Buddhist guy.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That's who... let's keep talking about... Tahani.
So she's a true biscuit. I think that everyone would agree. I just don't understand why you're in a good place, but you're
being so mean. That's another one that I was thinking. Kristen Bell is not the only bad person.
Yes. Everybody's in their bad in their own ways. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that's probably going to come out a little bit later.
I have a prediction on that, but we'll save that to the very end when we talk about our predictions. Next, Ted Danson's character, Michael, again, seems flawed, seems stressed.
Yes.
Especially when not necessarily that great under pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. You're managing what?
322 people and probably at least 24 yogurt shops.
Hello. I mean, it's a lot on a man, okay? In a good place.
You guys aren't fans of Cheers, are you? Did either of you guys watch that show?
Not really, no.
That's Most people our age haven't really watched Cheers much, but that's a show I went back. Actually, it's Michael Schur's favorite show.
Okay.
Which is kind of fun, the creator of the show. And it's a really fun, warm comedy. It's aged pretty well. It's kind of got the same ensemble dynamic of a Friends, kind of the same feel good. And Ted Danson is the lead of that show.
Yes.
Okay.
And so much fun to see him back in this role. I think he, just like Kristen Bell, is playing this role really well. He's kind of the straight man a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's really knocking the role out of the park, just like Kristen Bell is.
He wears his emotions on his sleeve in this. And you even notice when he sits down and has the ice cream, he has the no flavor, or not ice cream, the frozen yogurt. When he's sitting there, he has the no flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's almost like, this is what I deserve.
You know,
this is how I'm feeling. I'm going to have this.
Yeah, I like him. I think his character is going to open up a little bit more so we see exactly why he is the way he is.
Yeah, I don't really have a complete understanding of his character yet. It's going to be fun to see how all of these characters are flawed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool because it's sort of like Eleanor showing up is the catalyst for all people's insecurities and problems
right.
coming
so
out.
Right, so this is what's wrong with you. I agree. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, so it's going to be really fun to see how he's kind of broken just like the rest of these characters because they're all trying to kind of repress it, I feel.
Yeah, so yeah. do you guys think that Jahandu, is that his name?
Which one? Gianu.
Is he going to talk?
Gianu. I think he's probably going to snap at a certain point. I know. Man, can you imagine living yeah. with Tahani though?
I hope.
After that heart moment, he was like, yeah, I can't. You're right. You're Thank right. you.
It's inside Thank of me. You. It's inside. It's,
right. I was like, yeah, he gone.
There
he
is a fear. These days. With shows like this, you hope, because like, it's with a character like that, you hope he's not a one-trick pony. Like, you hope it's not a one-joke mm-hmm. thing. So he's... I guess as a preemptive prediction, he'd be the character I may be most worried about because mm-hmm. where else do we take him?
Right.
I totally trust Michael Schur to make his character bigger because he always does that. If you guys watch Parks and Rec, like April Ludgate mm-hmm. at the beginning, everyone evolves. So I'm excited to see. But right now, he seems like the most kind of one kind of joke character for yeah. me. So mm-hmm. we'll see.
Yeah, I think it's funny every time. It's just like, oh, yeah, this is my husband, by the way, the Buddhist monk. He doesn't say very much. He took a vow of silence.
Every time it gets a little more, like, irritated in saying it. Like, is now the time? You think now's the time to talk? Is it? No? Okay, well.
Say it with me. Ready? We're thinking the same thing. One, two. I was like, no, baby, he's not thinking the same thing as you.
But her character, I think, is very much her negativity. In, you know, not evil, but her negativity is masked by Kristen Bell's character.
Mm-hmm. And are you talking about
very much
or Tahani?
Yeah, because she is not a nice person.
I know. Mm-mm. Definitely
very
like
selfish. So I'm like, how'd you get up here?
That kind of gross, passive aggressive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
How you get up here? What was your score?
Do you think she? So we have what good people and bad people did. There's the list of the good and the bad of everything was weighed to be able to get into the good path, bad in place. Good place, bad place. Good, loyal to the Cleveland Browns. That's a slight positive. End slavery was a big one. And then I think your favorite was fix a broken child's
fix
tricycle.
Yep.
Yeah.
That loves their cycle.
That's the loves. One.
That was probably
I think
one of
my
the
favorite one. This was for negative points in the quality scale.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got the picture here.
Find it. It has to do with veganism. Never discuss veganism unprompted.
Ooh.
Oh, no, that was a good one to never discuss veganism. Being from LA, all three of us, trust me, that should earn you a million points.
Hello.
That, yes.
Too many damn vegans in this town.
Hello.
If you're vegan, I don't want to be offensive. I want to be,
but Lord, it's like, eat some, baby.
Just have some milk. Just have an egg.
Yeah.
There you go. Some. It's not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
People grew up on farms for the longest time. Other bad ones, tell a woman to smile. That's a bad.
I don't think so.
You wouldn't feel if I said, come on, just smile. Allie.
I'd be like,
you need to smile more.
See, she's definitely going to the good place after this.
She's definitely.
I don't know if my girlfriend would love, if we were in a fight and I said, Laura, just smile. I think, I don't know if she'd be thrilled.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's how you say it.
It's how you say it. Yeah.
Genocide is a very bad one. steel, copper, wire. Other ones that I'm actually zooming in and seeing, using the term bro code, negative 8.2 points. Don't do it.
Don't do
it. It'll come back to haunt you.
How many points is it for remembering your sister's birthday?
That one on here, it doesn't actually show how many points. It says
it
is a positive.
I think it was like 15 points, and I agree with that.
Brother, it's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
What's the date of your sister's birthday?
January 18th,
1995. Nice.
That's why she's going to the good place. That's why. Yeah.
Gosh, this was such a good joke, and it's these, I know I mentioned this, but I'm so excited for the details of this show. Mm-hmm. I really think those are going to be the thing that kind of makes the show special, because it is a fresh premise, but sitcoms are, you know, like the one line, a girl goes to heaven, she shouldn't be there, could be a boring show, but all these quirky details are really going to be what makes the show great.
I think the great thing is, too, there's so much to explore in the future as well as the past,
mm-hmm.
and so I think it's a good mix that they're doing of both. That balance of looking into the past of these characters' histories, but as well, you know, will they change? What will happen? You know, as far as, you know, will, you know, Kristen Bell's character change? You know, will Tahini just go off the deep end when her husband or soulmate, whatever, won't talk?
Right.
And so I think that's very interesting and something to look at. Other things I was pointing out in here, I thought another good joke... was the Michigan fans. Anybody else catch that?
Which one?
So the so everyone was in yellow and purple.
Oh God, yes.
Which is Michigan? Which apparently Michigan is bad.
There has to be someone from Ohio in this writers' room. I'm from Cleveland.
And so they love Cincinnati.
Yes. Positive points for Cleveland Browns loyalty. Mm-hmm. Negative points for being a Michigan fan. And the middle ground is, I'm sure it's someone from Cleveland. Is like has an influence over the show. That's where I'm from. Because now that I'm thinking about it, Cincinnati's the middle ground.
Yeah.
And then Michigan.
And she was like, listen,
the...
I was in the middle. I wasn't bad, but I wasn't totally good. I was a middle person.
I should end up in Cincinnati.
That was really funny.
And she's
really?
Right.
Cincinnati's, and she's serious.
Yeah. Cincinnati's the middle of the
it's
road. Right. Town.
It's where I went to college. Yeah. But
Where'd you go? UC?
I went to Miami University.
Miami University
but in
Ohio.
You've
is that down near Cincinnati? I've always wondered the exact location.
It's like tri-state. I'm sure you guys are all so interested in this tuning in right now, but it's probably 40 minutes from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Right, it's by Kentucky, by Indiana, by all three.
Yep.
It's really great.
The tri-state.
Great school.
Yeah, I had a friend play for Cincinnati Bengals.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It's really pretty out there.
Beautiful. I'd say it's medium, though, overall.
It's medium.
It's medium.
It's
You're
medium.
Right.
You know, you have your winters that kind of suck and you get ice and stuff like that. Your summers are decent. You got some sports teams to root for.
It's
They're
middle.
Not good.
It's the middle ground.
It's
the all right place.
So how about Chidi?
Chidi was the next character who is very... he's so interesting.
His character,
interested in
Chidi.
I love him.
Why do you love Chidi, Allie?
I just think that his personality is, like, so, like, dead on. It's like, listen, I have been doing the right thing for a very long time, and you are about to come and, like, shake it all up, and I don't know how I feel about
that. You
know
that. What? I want to test to see how good you are. Where is he from?
He is from Senegal.
Hey!
Is she about to say Sensodyne?
Is she?
This is bad. I forgot. When they said, where is he from? I was like, oh, it's Nigeria.
Yeah.
Did anyone else think that right
he
away?
He didn't say Senegal, though.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the show.
Did
nope.
he say he was
from
Nigeria?
Did not.
He did.
Nope.
No?
He said he was from Nigeria.
I thought so, too.
He did. He did.
Maybe we're.
And I was like, why are you trying to catch
we
my
just
girl?
We watched
up?
The show, y'all. We watched it once.
Yes.
We went live immediately. So.
Yes. He didn't say it. He
I
said that he was
so.
From Nigeria, where he went to school and what
he
studied
a,
and what
he
was.
He was a professor
yep.
of ethics
yes,
and philosophy.
And morals.
So this is clearly an interesting position for him to be in.
He's conflicted.
This show is discussing a lot of kind of heady things. You know, it's like, let's create a network comedy and dive immediately into the issues of, like, right and wrong, religion, good and bad,
yes.
morals, ethics. And
how many people can we offend and turn off on the first two episodes?
No.
Let's see.
Yeah. I'm interested. My mom watched it. I'll be really curious, my Midwestern mom from Cleveland, to see what she thought of the episode. I bet she liked it because she's...
Do we want to bring her on for a live interview one of these nights?
Hell yeah.
Just be
I
like,
don't know
hey.
If she'll still be awake. But I know she'll probably be watching the show. And yeah, this was fun to... He's going to be an interesting kind of guide, I feel, as he analyzes what's happening as someone who with an ethics...
Because even he broke it down when it was, like, trying to make a decision on whether or not he was going to help her.
Whether
he was like, listen, here are all the things that could happen here. She was like, well, I don't understand, like, why you won't help. Well, here's three reasons right here.
Did you know? Take someone else's place? That was a
that
big
was a
question
big
that,
one.
That I had.
Yeah.
Okay, this is someone from the chat said they thought he said Nigeria too.
Yeah, he definitely did say
Maybe
Nigeria.
The show is trying to
he didn't
it.
Say Senegal. He never said that.
That's my super vlogs.
Yeah, that. And I know he said that because she said, hey, I'm from Phoenix, went to school in Tempe, and I moved back to Phoenix.
Back
he
to
said,
Phoenix.
Oh, I'm just from Nigeria, blah, blah, blah. He said he, ooh, wait a minute.
Oh, see?
Wait a minute. Memory. Because he said three things. He must have said three places because that's why she said, oh, I'm from Phoenix. And then I went to school in Tempe. Then I went back to Phoenix. He probably said three places.
He did. Maybe he teaches in Senegal. Maybe he said he teaches.
Because
I swear I heard Senegal before.
Maybe we're going to the bad place, Allie.
We're
Shame
going to
it.
The bad place, Jeff. Let my
yeah,
handle
that's
it
that
down.
Remembering the sister's birthday right
Dang,
out the window.
Can't even remember where Chidi's from.
This is a fun character. I haven't seen... This is, where's Chidi? I have the cast list. William Jackson Harper.
Oh, yes, William Jackson Harper.
Have you guys seen this guy before?
Mm-mm.
I haven't too much.
No.
I even looked at
kind
his
of a fresh
IMDb,
face.
And he's a very much a fresh face.
A lot of these people are, which is really fun. I think it's great in a comedy when you anchor the show with two really recognizable faces,
yep.
like Kristen Bell and Ted Danson.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of these kind of newcomers. I've been a big fan of Darcy Carden for a while, so I'll be excited to talk about
mm-hmm.
her role as Janet. But the other three,
yeah, even
fairly new.
Her role as Janet is hilarious.
Oh
it reminds
gosh.
Me of Flo.
Yes.
It reminds me of Flo from Progressive, and it's always hilarious whenever she just like randomly pops
up. It's like Siri in Flo
version. Yes. I loved it.
Should we talk about Janet? Are we cool to dive right in?
Just talk about Janet, yeah.
So, I have mixed opinions about Flo from the Progressive commercials, but that's just me. Okay. Fortunately, I love this character. And I don't know if you guys have seen Darcy Carden before, but anyone out there who watches Broad City in the chat, if you do, one of my favorites. I cover it here at AfterBuzz TV. She plays a character on Broad City who's like this kind of prissy, egotistical gym rat at this gym called Solstice, where one of the main characters works, and she's hardly ever in the show. She probably shows up like 3 or 4 times a season, but she knocks it out of the park every time.
Every time.
I said that 3 times now. I gotta stop saying knocks it out of the park. But she's such a funny actress. She's a UCB girl, which is the Upright Citizens Brigade. It's a comedy school out here. And I'm so excited to see her as a sitcom regular, because she's been working for a while, so... What do you guys think of Janet? Funny? Yeah,
Janet's got to be in every episode 50 times. She has to. She's funny. Because she's just funny. It's a really good
relief. Yeah, and like you were saying, even in previous roles, it's very similar that she doesn't have a huge role, but what she has, she's very good at.
Mm-hmm.
And she does knock it out of the park.
Right.
Time four.
Number four.
Number four knocks it out of the park in that it's very, you know, oh, that's something I can't talk about. But I can show you this.
I know.
And it's always upbeat, always happy. Yeah. Even when talking about negative things.
It's such a good performance.
Yeah, this.
My favorite line, and I'm sure this was partly editing, but when she's like, oh, yeah, he actually wasn't gay. And she's like, well, you know, it turns out I wasn't that into him anywhere. Yes, you were.
Yeah, you were. Oh, he just didn't want to sleep with me. Yeah.
Sorry, he didn't. Right. It was, and what about the part where she asked for the pajamas? I thought that she wasn't going to get them.
Yeah,
for a minute, I was like, ooh, I know. She's not going to get those pajamas.
I was like, how are they going to get out of this?
Yeah.
You know?
Which even I did notice a certain point getting more into the plot versus the characters in there was that I thought that almost was a little flaw because she had already stepped outside.
Yeah, you're right. And everyone else.
In the clothes.
And everybody else was already clothed with them.
Everybody else was already clothed.
What did you guys, in general, think of this kind of crazy left turn where all of a sudden there are CGI beasts flying through their town while Ariana Grande plays?
You knew it was obviously because of her. I knew when the shrimp.
Yeah.
I didn't quite get the ladybug or the frog references right away, but when I saw the shrimp and I was like, oh, well, obviously this is...
Those are the ones stuffed in her
bra. I did hear her mention the giraffe. Yeah, what did you guys think of this? This is a pretty crazy, bold choice to make in the first episode. Interested to hear what you guys thought.
Yeah, because it was super random.
Yeah.
And you're almost trying to figure out, like, okay, is she really causing this much, like...
drama?
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
She's really not supposed to be here, you know? And it's almost like, dang, how soon is it going to be, like, obvious that she's the person that's not supposed to be here?
Mm-hmm. And
Yeah, I think that was the thing. It was just really random, so I don't know how I felt about that.
What did you think, Mike?
I thought it you know, as you were saying, it's a very much a risk of, like, right away of it happening.
It's almost like you're immediately jumping the shark a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then even then, the second one obviously wasn't as much when there was a garbage storm.
Right.
You know, not as, but then you obviously knew it was her. You're wondering, you know, when it will catch on, maybe, that it is her. Or even if, you know, there will be more of these, or if she, once she starts acting good, if it will just, you know, kind of go away, that there won't be any of these.
But even, at the end,
Did anyone think it was a dream?
Yes.
Or, like, a nightmare right away?
I did. Yeah, I actually love this. I'm glad they took a big swing. Wow, baseball metaphors are just everywhere.
Boy, I'm telling you.
But I think... the episode was starting to feel a little one note. Not in a bad way. It's a comedy pilot. Comedy pilots are hard. But I was pretty glad they took this big risk and had this crazy thing happen because it was a really quirky kind of eye-popping moment to create stakes in this world.
Do you think it was too straightforward and just kind of...
on the nose?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I thought it was interesting.
No, going before, right before that happened.
Say
that
again.
Right before that big risk, was it almost just like too...
predictable.
You know,
I think it almost felt like a conventional quirky show.
But I wouldn't have felt that way looking at it, like that, thinking it was going to be that extreme.
Yes,
I think.
It really was. I was just like, whoa,
what is happening?
Because
I agree
with
Jeff. I just wouldn't have thought that part would have been as big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a big choice.
Because it was big.
Yeah. I'm glad I did it that way. I think, for me, it makes the show kind of special because we haven't really seen something like this in a network comedy before. Except for, like, maybe Community or something, which is another show I love.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be those kind of kind of unpredictable moments that make the show interesting. But I can also, I'd be okay with, I'd be interested to hear someone who was like, maybe I don't know if I love that choice or not. Mm-hmm. I think that's a valid opinion because it was kind of a wild choice.
Is anyone out there, you know, on the live chat tuning in or, you know, wondering what are they saying about it? And then maybe this is just me asking you now and you tune in a couple minutes and we certainly want to, you know, read your answers and see what you're saying. It was so, you know, and it took me, and I asked this while we were watching. It's like, is this a, this is a nightmare? Is she like going to wake up?
And
this
with
is
the whole Ariana this, Grande is it just her?
Is it just her going to realize that? Oh my goodness! If I keep acting like this, that this could happen.
Right.
Or like this is majorly me being bad. And she was hungover too.
Right.
So that's why I thought it was even more of a dream.
It's interesting. People's projections just show up. So I hope we get to see Like I would love to see Tahani's projections.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like she's hiding a lot of shit. Pardon me. I know this is a network
shirt.
Show. A lot of shirt. I know.
Shirt.
I should have. But I feel like she's probably hiding a lot of shirt underneath the surface. Mm. So I'll be really interested to see what kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to get into predictions a little bit here because I think it's more of a lengthy prediction of like, what do we see happening?
Let's do it.
Over the next couple episodes. So getting into our predictions.
Yes.
And now. I love it. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We'll start with Tahani. And what do you think will happen? Will she snap? Mm. You know, will more of her past kind of get revealed, do you think? And what do you think it will be?
I say yeah.
I think yes, too. It seems like she's very tightly wound. Mm. And I think snap is a good word for what we might see Tahani do.
It's like she has a stick up her ash and she's, you know. Nice. Thank you. But anyways, I think that she's more of those like cookie cutter, like Stepford Wife type characters. And so it's almost like it's going to be something. And mm-hmm. I wonder if it's going to be Eleanor that ticks it and just like tips it over.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's either going to be her or her husband.
Yeah, I think what would be really interesting would be to see some kind of love triangle where maybe Gianu starts to fall for Eleanor. That's the kind of thing that I could see making Tahani snap.
Well, if that's the thing, then I think that Tahani's probably going to start flirting with Michael.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how the show handles romance.
Yes. So she loves Michael. She's concerned about Michael.
Nothing like a good love square on a sitcom like this.
You know, well, I'm sure she's used to chasing after older men who are in power.
Mm?
Yeah.
And that could be her character.
Hello?
Oh, are you predicting a Michael-Eleanor?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Not predicting maybe from his end, but maybe
from
her flirting and kind of riding that line a little bit. I thought that's where you were going.
No, Tahani and...
Yeah.
And
Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, you're thinking Tahani. I can see that for sure. Yeah. I can see
Tahani
that for sure.
And Michael. Because she's going to get flustered with Gianyu.
Yeah.
I think
and
right.
He's going to fall for Eleanor. That. And then Chidi's just going to be like, whatever, give me a book.
Do you see him talking, and in what episode do you think it will happen?
How many episodes is it? How many did they order for this?
It's 13,
right?
Yeah.
I bet episode 13 we see something.
Do you think all the way at the end?
I feel like they're going to save the joke. I might be wrong.
I can agree with that. I say 13, too.
I say in 13? In the season finale.
And I think that it's going to be one of those endings
to
the show.
I say 6.
Really?
I say episode 6. I don't think they can keep that shtick going for that.
It feels like a long time to shtick go.
I think they can, and I think that it's going to be like a cliffhanger. You know how like the TV show just like stops and it goes straight to credits? I think he's going to be about to say something, and then he'll be like, oh, man.
See, because I see him talking to someone else first, and then keeping up the silent act with her.
I've been wanting to talk for years.
Oh my gosh.
And I can't stand it anymore listening to her. I need to
talk. This is an interesting thing.
That's nice.
Here's what I bet will happen now that you say that. I bet Eleanor becomes like the therapist that everyone has to undeal their shirt to because
You
know, it's like that person you feel safe around.
But she's the wrongful one the whole time.
But like people might start to realize that. And it's like when you are like this buttoned up person, it's like you're one kind of rebellious friend. You're the one they can tell anything to.
Yeah, because their shirt is not as bad as...
Is your shirt.
Your
shirt. Or their shirt might be worse.
Yeah.
So you can just tell them whatever the fork you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I like that.
I will see. But that would be an interesting way to get the characters in to her. You know what I mean?
But see, but that leads to question. Who slipped that little note up under that door?
Oh, that was good. There's a lot of good plot. Like, I was worried the show would be a little plotless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... I would have liked to have seen a little more happen in these first two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were kind of structurally similar, right? Like, we had two...
Very much.
They ran right into each other. You didn't even see the difference.
And we had two, like, major catastrophic events featuring her repressed frustrations. Mm-hmm. So I kind of
feel like, I feel like it was almost too calm, too, when that was all happening. Like, people... I feel like they would be more of, like, let's form a committee and really see what the heck is going on.
Mm-hmm. Right. And these are minor criticisms, because it's hard. Comedy, the beginning of comedy shows is never outstanding. And so far, we're off to a really good start.
Yes.
I just hope we don't see this recurring thing of every episode there's some kind of catastrophic.
Yes.
I think the next episode is probably going to open up with a town meeting.
Yeah.
Another one. Yeah.
Here, I think so too. Yeah.
Here is the prediction that I was talking about earlier in the show.
Yeah.
That I this is a big, this is pretty big. I think that Michael put Eleanor in there on purpose.
Oh.
We'll see.
Because it's his first one he's maybe seen over the past 200 years of, like, these are these other communities, and I want to see if we can change.
Here's what I think.
People.
I bet Michael didn't put him in there first. I bet whoever Michael's boss is, I bet whoever God is
gave
like
him a test?
Is like, Michael is too, Michael needs to learn, and so we're going to put this other girl in here. Who's,
so you've been waiting these 200 years, Joker, and I'm going to put something there
Michael,
to see what you do.
Because Michael, all these people need to learn, and Eleanor is going to be the one to actually teach them.
Yeah, she's definitely the teaching tool.
I don't know if we'll ever meet God, but I think God probably brought Eleanor into the good place to make things happen.
See, and I agree, I think, more with that, because I remember Michael had said something about, remember when she had cleaned up the town by herself? And he had recognized her and gave her some type of, you know, accolades. I was like, hey, listen, I know what you did. She was like, oh, shirt, what did I do? And he was like, listen, you cleaned up the whole town by yourself.
Yeah.
That's why you're in a good place, Eleanor. She's like,
yeah.
Right.
You know, so he probably doesn't know.
There's a lot of places, really, that the show could go. Because the characters, I'm excited to see these characters grow and develop, and they will.
Yeah.
Michael Schur's good at these ensemble shows.
Yeah. Well, this is my first one of his watching front to back.
Yeah.
Like, not skipping anything.
You've watched some Parks and Rec.
Yeah, like, just, you know, here and there. But I think I'm more excited to see his... I mean, you've talked it up. So I'm excited to see this from the beginning to the end to really see how he functions with stuff, you know?
It'll be interesting. I wonder, because we'll have the whole season. It's only 13 episodes, so I feel like they've probably written out the whole entire arc.
Yeah.
I expect when this show gets renewed, that might be preemptive to say where they would go.
I think it would be renewed, though. I mean, the press that they got.
Good reviews.
You can have interaction between all the communities. I mean, there's some big picture stuff that you can do.
That a lot of shows aren't doing.
Yes.
You know? And I think that it was dope, too. I was telling Jeff earlier, Kristen Bell actually signed on to this show without seeing a single piece of the script. She said that he just... like, pitched it so good that she was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
And he said that he didn't want anybody else to play Eleanor but her.
This is a good question real quick in the chat. Daniel Gonzalez asked, who would you guys like to play God on the show?
Ooh.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman is the best God.
Come on.
Bruce Almighty.
Yes.
I was thinking,
I was like, that is going to be so cliche. But Morgan Freeman.
I love to see him.
Yeah.
I love that. Have you guys seen anyone? Have you seen the Facebook like picture or any picture where it says like Morgan Freeman and then it has like you reading something and it's like you just read this in Morgan Freeman's voice?
I'm weak.
And it's great because you're like, I did. How did you know this? And it's like that overarching, like, powerful God voice.
I would like to see Morgan Freeman.
He's such an iconic actor. Yeah. If they could get Morgan Freeman to do this. He even played God in the Lego movie.
Yeah.
He's probably done it so many times.
You know who would be, like, absolutely hilarious, though? I know this would never happen. What if Kevin Hart was God?
I could see that. He'd be such a fun choice.
Oh,
it would work, too, because you have... I mean, Ted Danson is your older character.
Right.
So if you had Morgan Freeman, it would be almost like two... old people.
I think Kevin Hart would
switch it up and go for a young...
I want to see Kevin Hart. I take my Morgan back. I want to see Kevin Hart play God.
That's a fun
pitch.
Oh,
that'd be hilarious.
Any other predictions that you can see happening in the next way you think will happen? You said you think it'll open up at a town meeting.
I do. I think it's going to be an intense one, too. And I think from here on out, at least for the next like 2 to 3 episodes, Eleanor is going to be watching her back.
I think she needs to.
Yeah, because she's like, who did this?
Who do you guys think slid that card under the... door? Maybe someone we haven't met yet.
I think that's who it is. Somebody that we don't know. And I was trying to think of like her interactions with people and I couldn't, like, she never had any interactions with people.
Could it even be Chidi as a way to help her grow?
Maybe.
be like, listen, people are on. If you know that people are onto you, you're more likely to act good all the time.
If he did that, I think that we won't find out until way later.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. even then, maybe not find out about it at all. Because I think it would be really cool, too, if the person continued to put
maybe it's
the
God
notes under.
It.
Maybe.
Maybe it's Kevin Hart.
Maybe it's Kevin.
Maybe it's Kevin.
Kevin, is that you?
Kevin?
Sliding things under the door?
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a really cool thing if the notes keep sliding.
Yeah. That could be fun.
More info gets revealed. Real quick, before we wrap up, just overall thoughts on The Good Place as far as, like, the location. Is there anything that we see that you can fly. Is there anything else that you would hope that maybe they would introduce in The Good Place or things that you would... You know, we have Froyo on every corner. We have flying capabilities. Not that you need more than that. But if you could...
You pretty much reach your high with
that. And there are dogs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, though, quickly, Michael, because let's talk about how good the show looks. Mm-hmm. The production's beautiful.
Fantastic. The lighting,
the set design.
I mean,
the
editing. Very nice.
Yeah, I was saying I'm used to this kind of loose, shaky cam on Michael Schur shows, and this is a tight, almost cinematic presentation of a single cam sitcom. Must have been expensive.
Yeah.
But looks, I don't know where they shot this, if they're on stages or what. Because
I would assume.
But like these exteriors look like they're outside. I mean, Hollywood's
pretty.
Hollywood's a magical place, but I'm interested. If you're in the comments and you know anything about the production of the show, we probably should. But I'll do some research and come back next week. But I think it looks beautiful.
Yeah. I do too. Very aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, well presented.
Very nice. Well, before we leave, thank you so much for hosting this with me. Give everyone your social accounts, reintroduce yourself.
Yeah, guys, thanks for tuning in. If you like the after show, please let us know in the comments. Let us know your thoughts. For those who joined the chat, let's see, we had My Super Vlogs and Daniel Gonzalez.
Thank
you
very much.
We hope to see
you.
We had one more in there too, Michael Riley. We hope to see you guys next week. In the meantime, you guys can find me here on AfterBuzz. I also host an after show on Black Hollywood Live for Atlanta. Very different show, but very good show. You can find me, Jeff Graham, on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham.
Awesome. Allie Washington at Allie the Pub, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that. And I also host Queen Sugar here at AfterBuzz, and you can catch that on Wednesdays.
There you go. And I'm Michael Klaus. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Klaus TV, on Instagram at The Only MC. Let's be honest, we all mess up our social accounts every once in a while. Snapchat is on there as well. I'm going to be hosting Designated Survivor and Survivor both on Wednesday nights. Until then, like us, give us 5 stars on iTunes, listen to the podcast, tell your friends. We'll see you here next Thursday for 2 episodes. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.